It's a concept that's been impossible to execute. Today, we know it as a monopoly. But Rockefeller isn't just expanding his company. He's also looking to maximize profit by any means necessary.
We've got another refinery. One more into the fold. Do you want me to take a look at it? No. I want you to shut it down.
The business of creating monopolies, crushing opposition, part of me says he did that because it was there to be done. And he could do it better than anybody else, and he made a bloody fortune out of it.
By the time he's finished, Rockefeller controls 90% of the North American oil supply. His company, Standard Oil, is the country's first monopoly. At 33, the Ohio oil man is now the most powerful man in the country. The Commodore has created a monster. He realizes that the only way to combat Rockefeller is for the railroads to start working together. He forms an unlikely alliance with his biggest rival, Tom Scott. And together, they agree to pull all of Rockefeller's deals. To Rockefeller, the move is nothing short of a declaration of war.